Trey Dipps has a knack for finding the bottom of a basketball net. The former Northwestern University star averaged almost 16 points per game in senior season at NU, and he dropped in 30 against the Iowa Hawkeyes that final conference loop. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? My name's Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining us on Sports and Commentary. This is a show that you directly help to support with your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. And these days of keeping our distance, you can still give to support the show online via credit card quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Through the mail, it's WWIB Incorporated, 2396 Halley Road, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Zip codes 54729. Thanks so much. Well, Dipps played NBA Summer League for the Chicago Bulls, but he failed to stick with the team, so he left to play European pro ball, first in Belgium, most recently in Italy. We've been discussing how he got out of that country just before it went into lockdown because of the coronavirus crisis. Italy, one of the epicenters of this corona thing. Trey, you're making this frantic dash to the airport the evening that the country was going to lock down, and weren't sure you'd be able to get out. You might be stuck there for weeks and weeks and weeks with pregnant wife Heather at home and a daughter Chloe back here in the States. So talk to me about how you understood that God was with you through this journey. That night and the final weeks there in Italy, newspaper headlines were blaring that thousands would die and corona was going to devastate the country and eventually hit back here in the U.S. You're worried about your wife and child. How did you recognize God's presence in your life those final weeks and days, and that night you made the quick run to the airport to get out of Italy?
Yeah, I mean, just the grace of God during this time, because I'm sure with a lot of other people, you know, we're sinful human beings, and we don't handle things perfectly. And I can say for myself that, you know, as certain things were going on, you know, I could definitely confess that my first reaction wasn't to go to God like I should have. So just seeing His grace and just seeing that, you know, He still is looking after me, He's still caring for me, He's still with me, you know, in spite of me, you know, looking in all other directions. You know, I think about, you know, Peter, when he saw Jesus walking on water, and, you know, it's just, I could put myself in those shoes, because you're looking at everything, you know, from, you know, the news to, you know, different articles online, you know, look, you know, trying to find some sort of solace, some sort of peace. And, you know, really the whole time, you know, God is there. And even in spite of my, you know, wandering, you know, He still is, when I sit back down and just kind of realize, and, you know, that He's still there. I mean, just His grace and welcoming me to come into His peace.
Yes, yes. Well, I know your wife, Heather, has been a real encourager in your life to walk with Jesus, go deeper in this relationship with Jesus. She is a born-again Christian. And there is a very unique story, Trey, of how you and Heather met. Can you unpack that for us?
So I think this was my redshirt sophomore year, my third year in college. My former teammate, Reggie Hearn, who is still playing professionally as well, a good friend of mine, had said that there was someone who was reaching out to, you know, to kind of be, you know, to, you know, which is common, is where, you know, a lot of athletes, you know, try to, you know, help out in the community and help out, you know, kind of the youth in the city. And so there was a young lady that was doing that for her younger brother. But Reggie was actually going to play in his first year in the G League, and asked me if I would do it. And, you know, I said, sure, you know, and it's something that I had done, you know, previously, you know, just working, you know, working on basketball, you know, kind of using basketball as a tool to, you know, to build and bridge relationships with the youth. So I was, you know, something that I had done before. And when I met up with them at Buffalo Wild Wings, it was November, I believe, of 2013. You know, I noticed that, you know, I just was surprised that, you know, that she looked my age, and, you know, I thought she was beautiful, and found out in the midst of the conversation that, you know, they were a Christian family. So, you know, just felt like it was a good idea to pursue her, and, you know, the Lord worked it out, and, you know, 6 years later, now we are married and have a family. So,
it's a beautiful thing when God brings a man and a woman together like that. Daughter Chloe, wife Heather, who's pregnant with your second child, and so that's your immediate family, but your family that you grew up in is just immersed in basketball. Your dad, Dell, played in the NBA. He's been an NBA exec. And I'd like to have you tell that story a little bit about growing up in this hoops family, and how you came to rebirth in Christ, into God's family, and share that story with us next time here on Sports and Commentary. Trey, thank you for being here, and we will talk again very soon, all right?
All right.